Here in Spain, I'm joined by Chris McCann today, one of Levin's Frank's senior partners, and we're moving away from our usual financial news or advice discussions to talk about Levin's Frank's and its history. How are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, I'm very good, Howard. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Now, we're doing this because I understand it's quite a milestone this year. 25 is the year, and it's 50 years since the business was founded. Now, that's quite an achievement.
I agree. It's flown by. I've not been here for the whole 50, but I've been here for part of that. And the part that I've been here for has absolutely flown by. But yeah, it is a milestone.
Yeah. Time flies, as they say.
Yeah.
So as you said, it's been part of your personal history for some time. But not only have you been with the company for a couple of decades, but your father set up the first office here in Spain. Is that a rumour or is it right?
No, that's correct, Howard. Levin's Franks has been part of the McCann family history for the last 37 years. John and Gaynor McCann, my parents, arrived in Spain in 1988 with a handful of clients and set up the first permanent Levin's Franks office in Fuengirola. Now, at the time, I was still a young man at school in the UK, and so the bonus for me was that I got to spend my holidays in Spain. Having left university, I moved to London, trained and worked as a portfolio manager for several years. However, with my morning commute to the office being in the dark, my commute home also being in the dark, and the constant rain in between, I decided that I couldn't spend the next 30 years of my life in London. And so I decided to relocate to Spain and began working for Levin's Franks.
Okay.
That was in 1999. And so I've just moved into my 27th year with the company. And I must say, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Enhorabuena. Can you go back to where Levin's Franks started in the beginning?
Well, as regards to how it began, in 1975, we were a London-based accountancy practice. And at that time, we were called Blackstone Franks. At the time, one of the accountancy practice partners, David Franks, was approached by a client who wanted to move to Spain. Having completed the research and prepared a plan, that was David's eureka moment, really. That there are likely many more UK residents who have similar plans. Soon after that, David joined forces with Bill Blevins, who you know very well, Howard, and the rest is history. Blevins Franks was born and has since expanded across Spain, France, Portugal, Malta, and Cyprus. We currently have 20 plus offices with 200 plus employees and over 3 billion in funds under management.
So what has changed over time, and has Levin's Franks' advice changed as well?
Well, the world is obviously a very different place than it was in 1975. And although Levin's Franks is 100 times larger than it was back then, the ethos hasn't changed at all, really. We still specialise in advising and looking after British expatriates who live or who are moving to one of our core countries. British nationals still make up 80% of our clients. We have always been very careful not to spread ourselves too thin or try to do or be something that we're not. Put simply, we've concentrated on being very good in the areas and jurisdictions where we have specialist knowledge. But constant change is something we all have to accept and deal with. And whilst our ethos hasn't changed, we have evolved to deal with these changes. And I think that along the way, we've got a lot better at what we do.
Will things change in the future, Levin's Franks, or do you think your clientele as British expatriates will change as well, for that matter?
Well, I won't be here in 50 years, but I'm sure Levin's Franks will be. Questions were asked about if we would have a business on the other side of Brexit, but in fact, quite the opposite has happened. our business model benefited from the fact that people now need to take even more advice, not less, which is great news for Blevins Franks. We've embarked on an ambitious expansion program, so if anyone out there has the right qualifications, or they know somebody who has, and they would like to work for Blevins Franks here in Spain, or in France, Portugal, Cyprus, or Malta, get in touch. We're always on the lookout for good people from a client perspective. Laws and taxes continue to evolve, and that won't change. Why would it? Our tax authorities need to fund the government's coffers, and those coffers are relatively bare. So yes, the one thing I do expect going forwards are more changes. We all need to know what has changed, avoid the changes that adversely affect us, and be on the lookout for opportunity or opportunities, which historically Blevins Franks has been very, very good at.
So Chris, after advising clients for 50 years, if someone moves to Spain, what are the most important financial issues they need to be aware of?
Well, I think the most important message I'd like listeners to take away from this morning's broadcast is that your financial arrangements must evolve to deal with change. From a financials perspective, as regards our core countries, the past few years have seen more dramatic changes than at possibly any point in the last 50 years. Brexit, the pandemic, the re-emergence of inflation, higher taxes, and more recently, the tariff debacle. Now, having an experienced and trusted advisor to help you navigate through change is essential. Cross-border financial advice is what Blevins Franks do best. So don't wait until it's too late. Please feel free to contact us and speak to one of our local partners to ensure that your financial affairs are suitably structured to weather future changes, whatever they may be.
Well, 50 years ago, there wasn't a website, was there? So that's all changed as well. When you think it wasn't even the internet. I mean, come on, you were sending telegrams and whatever. Gosh, when you think back to those days, technology has made a huge thing. And of course, Blevins Franks changes with the times. I think that would be a motto, even if you're not going to use it, changing with the times, you know.
Absolutely. I remember my office when I first arrived, personally, 27 years ago, and it looks very different to what my office looks like now. But look, if people want to get in contact with us, yes, now they can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to access all the telephone numbers of all our local partners. They will be able to fill in a contact form, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next step.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard. Take care. Speak soon.